There's an old and cranky saying, popular among fans of football, baseball, and the other so-called major sports, and that saying has it that the only thing duller than track is field. That certainly hasn't been the case with regard to Oscar Pistorius, the South African runner who wears two carbon fiber lower legs to compete. Pistorius was born without the necessary bones in his lower legs, both of which were amputated just below the knee when he was 11 months old. He's been walking and running on prosthetic legs ever since. Michael Sokolov's article titled The Fast Life of Oscar Pistorius will appear in tomorrow's Sunday New York Times Magazine, and the author joins me now. Michael, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
In 2008, the International Association of Athletics Federations decided that the prostheses Oscar Pistorius wears to run constituted an unfair advantage, and he was ruled ineligible to compete against so-called able-bodied runners. What happened to change that circumstance?
Well, Oscar and his lawyers appealed, and his scientific and legal team brought a case before the Court of Sport Arbitration, and they simply proved, and the court found, that the international track officials had not proved their case. It was very much like a criminal case in that the assumption is that unless they've made their case, you're allowed to compete. And as one of his scientists said, they brought the wrong science, and they did not prove that he did have an advantage.
Oscar Pistorius is hoping to qualify to compete in the Summer Olympics in London. Is that a realistic goal, and what does he have to do in order to earn the opportunity to represent South Africa at the Games?
It's a very realistic goal, and right now he's an odds-on favorite to do it. He needs to run the Olympic A qualifying time, which is 45:30. He's already run a 45:07, so he needs to do it again. And then he needs to be one of the top three South African runners to guarantee that spot. There are ways that he could do it if he didn't meet the A time and got the B time, but to keep it simple, he's done it before, and he's recently been among the top three South Africans, although it's a very strong nation in 400-meter runners. So it won't be easy, but you would have to think that he's going to make it.
At one point in your article, you assert as follows, and I'm quoting now, "Hanging out with Pistorius can be a great deal of fun. You also quickly learn that he is more than a little crazy." What led you to that conclusion?
Well, hanging out with him. He drives literally at 150 miles per hour plus. And at one point, as I recounted the story when I was with him, it was raining out and there was standing water on the roads. And I just thought we were going to hydroplane into oblivion. And I said, "How's this car in the rain?" And he said, "Well, very good, although maybe my tires could be better."
Just what you needed to hear.
He does everything very fast. He, you know, at one point he owns some tigers that he sort of spent time with. He rode a motocross and crashed that. He crashed his boat. He's just one of those people who is an adrenaline freak.
One of the people with whom you spoke for this article was Hugh Hare, the director of the Biomechatronics Group at MIT. This is a guy who thinks that within a fairly short time, running times and jumping heights in the Paralympics will be superior to those in the Olympics. How does his reasoning go?
Well, Hugh, first of all, is a fascinating guy. He is himself an amputee as well as a very high-end scientist and designer. His goal was to be the greatest climber, mountain climber in the world. He lost his legs in a climbing accident. He is interested in designing things for disabled people with motors and microprocessors, prostheses that would act like the human leg, but would be essentially more efficient, and he thinks he can get there. And he's been a very, in one way, he's been a very confusing advocate for Oscar, because on the one hand, he is interested in the bionic future that the Olympic movement is very much not interested in. But on the other hand, it gives him standing to say, look, what Oscar is running in is very old school in terms of prostheses. It's not bionic, and it does not put him at any particular advantage. Now, there's a lot of debate about that, including from some of Oscar's own scientists, but Hugh comes from a very interesting position to be able to state that.
Well, as you have pointed out, Professor Hare regards the prosthetics that Oscar Pistorius uses as, and I'm quoting again, dumb. How smart could prosthetics become before the governing bodies of track and field would just say, okay, that's out, no bionic runners need apply?
I think that they judge each prosthetic as they would judge any other technological innovation. So, for instance, Oscar is running in what are called cheetah flex foots. They've been around for about 20 years. Just about all Paralympic runners run in them. He knows that he's got to stay in these things. If he were to get the next generation of these things, whatever they were, even if it was a slight improvement, he would have to go through the testing process that he went through again.
Does Oscar Pistorius see himself as a guy establishing new guidelines, maybe even new frontiers, or is he just trying to run as fast as he can run?
That's a really great question. I think mostly he's just trying to run as fast as he can run. Certainly, he's an immensely bright and thoughtful person, and he knows that he gives people hope. He knows that there's controversy that swirls around him. But I don't think that's what he's thinking about every day. I said, do you get any special kick out of beating, you know, runners with biological legs? And he said no. And essentially what he meant by that was to think about that would be to think about his own disability. And that's just not the way he's made.
It would seem obvious that if Oscar Pistorius does qualify for the Olympics, he would aspire to win a medal. But at the end of your story, you suggest that it might be better for him if he didn't. What was the reasoning there?
I think that speaks to the odd time we are in sports, and especially Olympic sports, where we're always thinking about enhancements. And if somebody makes a fast improvement, a generation ago, we would say, that person had a great day, or that person really trained hard, or, you know, something miraculous happened. But now, if somebody jumps from 17th in the world, which is where Oscar is now, to the medal stand, you know, the first thing we think about is enhancement. Did they cheat? Well, this is already an issue with Oscar. You know, there are people who are not sure Oscar's for real. So I think if he runs and he does well, I think that everyone is happy for him. I think that if he jumps too many places, all of that attention, all of that controversy will be turned back on him.
Michael Sokolov is the author of The Fast Life of Oscar Pistorius, which will appear in tomorrow's Sunday New York Times Magazine. Michael, thank you very much for speaking with me.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.